This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with me on my program called Rise this afternoon. And as you know, we really deal with a lot of relevant and often unspoken issues within the family. And sometimes we address issues that aren't often preached about or spoken about from the pulpit. But I have a very special guest in the studio with me this afternoon. Her name is Bernarine Bunzai. She's a very good friend of mine, but also a wonderful, seasoned, wise teacher of the word. And over the years, and she's been in ministry for a long time. And her and her husband, Rion, they really have an absolute blessing on their lives, the way they have ushered and navigated families into restoration and healing. But today we are going to talk about children and education, but biblical education. So thank you so much for being with us this afternoon, Bernie, and I'm so privileged to have you again in the studio with us.
Thank you so much, Renette. I look forward to our time together. And I know the time will be too short to say everything that we want to say.
But I will have you back. Okay, we're going to take a lovely music break, and I hope you're going to enjoy the song. And we will catch up with you straight after this. Thank you for joining with us again. And, you know, staying tuned this afternoon. Please, I want you people to stay on until the end, because we are going to be so blessed by this message. And if you've got children or grandchildren, I'm sure you're going to be able to pass on this particular podcast. So I want to encourage you people to go onto our website and see our look at our podcasts and download our app, our 7 to 9 a.m. app, and you can get all the podcasts of all our lovely, beautiful presenters and all their guests. So I would encourage you to really, really go and download the app. But I would like to know if Bernie is going to be able to answer some questions that we are struggling with in our families, and that is about how do we bring morals and values back into the home, because they go to school. And Bernie, you know that. You've had your own children, your own grandchildren, which have turned out wonderful. And so just share a little bit of your journey. And, you know, we all challenged over the years, even in our heyday. You know, we think that we knew everything then, but life changes. So what can you just share with us your journey with your grandchildren and your children and the challenges that they had? And then what are you seeing now in families?
Wow, Renette, when you ask that question, it just brings a lot of thoughts and emotions in me. But first of all, I just want to say there is no one like a perfect parent. There's yes. no perfect
parent. And no recipe for it either.
And no recipe for it either, because the Lord God, in his wisdom, chose to create us all unique and differently. Mm. But if you're willing, I will share just the basic pointers that will help us. For me, the first thing is in my journey, I was not, believe it or not, always a Christian or a believer or a child of the living God. So I knew about God, but it was only late in my life that I got to commit my life fully to the Lord. So my first two children didn't grow up with me being a Christian, but the second two did. Mm. And in that struggle with the second two on getting them in line with the Word of God, the Lord spoke to me so clearly, and he said that the work is not mine. It's his. Mm. So the first thing I did was to surrender my children to the Lord. And because he is the perfect father, he is the perfect parent. And where I fail, he will step in. And that to me was such a release. So, yes, I release my children, I release my grandchildren, and even my great-grandchildren now.
Yes, can you believe?
To him. And so the first thing is that I must just rely on the grace of God. My eldest two girls, they got to know the Lord, not because of me, but because of the grace of God.
Mm.
So we must always remember that the grace of God is so much bigger than what we can ever think or imagine. And then the second thing is to stand on these promises. The word is full of promises for us and for our children. So that is the second thing I did, is to just take the Lord's promises and pray it over my children. So with that saying that, we come to now what is my part in raising children. The first thing is to pray for them.
Yes.
Pray for your children, your grandchildren, even the in-laws, the girls and the men that they marry. Don't criticize them. Just pray for them.
Mm.
And then also love them.
Mm.
Love them. Just give them love practically and physically and in so many ways we can just show love to them. We are always so quick to point out faults and criticize, but let's just love them. The Lord just reminds me all the time, even when I feel, when we get into our older age, a lot of people feel neglected by their children.
Mm.
And all we can do is just love them back. Just love them. And love always will come back to you.
It's true. It's so true.
And then the third thing is just to be a model. Whatever you do, whatever you say, all your actions, all your words, everything in your life must model that Christ is foremost in your life, and also to model the values and the principles to them. Even to our grandchildren, we must remember that they're always looking at us with, what are we going to do? How are we going to react in any situation? And I think being a model is very important.
Mm-hmm. Role models.
Yeah.
And yes, and I think we need to understand that, you know, as we live out, even though we make mistakes, is that we just transparent about it and say sorry.
Yeah.
So, you know, just if you can just give us some ideas of maybe some pointers of where you might have had a little bit of a testimony. You don't have to mention names or anything like that, but just testimonies of, you know, the families that you have already navigated through the years. Just where issues have popped up. I know you helped me and my family, and that is why I really am, you really are trusted, in difficult times. And maybe you can just share with us a little bit of what you've done.
Maybe the first thing that pops into my mind now is that all our children tend to go on a path of their own. Even if you
have done everything that you can.
Have done everything that you can. You've prayed, you've loved them, you have shown, you've modeled to them what it, you know, the right values and things. They still need to forge their own journey through life and also make Christ their own savior.
So,
and that for us, for me, is a difficult time. And I also see it in my grandchildren. And all we can do is trust the Lord that he walks a path with each one of us. And it's a unique path. And also to remember that the Lord called me, but I didn't answer immediately.
True.
If we think of our own lives, but the Lord is faithful and true, and he will never let go. The word actually says that if I love the Lord with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength, that he will bless my children till the thousands of generations.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that a wonderful promise that the Lord gives us?
Amen.
So my part is just to stay with the Lord, to trust him, to love him, to know that his grace is sufficient for us and for our children and our grandchildren. And the next thing that I learned through that as well is that even if a child decides then to go totally wayward and I never see him or her turn back, I must still continue to entrust that child to the Lord, because the Lord is never done with his work.
The word
also says that he will complete the work that he has started.
Mm.
So the work is never done. Even if I do not see it physically on this side of the world, the Lord is faithful and true, and he will do it.
Amen. Amen. That is so beautiful. You know, and that is where our beautiful God is so gracious.
Mm.
And when he gives us mercy, even in the waywardness.
Yes.
You know, he goes even against what he would stand for.
Yes.
And then he gives us that mercy. You know, then you know how much he loves us.
Yeah.
And even in our own lives, you know. And as you say, you know, we make mistakes, get divorced, get remarried, things change, and again they go through another process of what are you doing, how are you doing it, and then we still make mistakes, but in that we have to trust the Lord with our own lives as well as with our children.
Yes.
And you know, I just find that you know, you have many regrets.
Oh, yes.
Many regrets, and sometimes a bit of shame and sometimes guilt because what you should have done, you didn't do.
Mm.
So how would you encourage families that have gone through these paths, you know, that we have to keep coming back to the basics of who God really actually is?
I think that scripture that says he's grace or his mercy is new every morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So every day is a new day.
Mm.
And we should learn from our mistakes, but we should not camp on our mistakes.
Mm.
If we camp on our mistakes, then the regret and the guilt comes up, and that's not part of it's not part of who God wants us to be. Because if we have confessed our sins, obviously,
yes,
he has forgiven it and he has cleansed us from it. So it's just the enemy, again, reminding us of the wrongs and the guilt and the shame. But the Lord can, even out of that, work something good.
Is another promise, hey?
It's another promise.
Another promise.
And for me, if I was a perfect parent, why would my child need God in his life?
Exactly.
So that is also something that we must remember, that in our imperfections and in our weakness, God can show himself great and mighty.
Amen. Amen.
So let's focus on that rather than on our mistakes and our regrets.
Yes. So he comes through for us in our valleys.
Yes.
And I think that's when people forget, that's actually where the most growth happens. Hey?
Absolutely.
I mean, sometimes we're on top of the hill, we forget who he is.
Yes.
And, you know, forget the glory.
Yes.
And then when we hit another valley, that's when he really shows up.
Absolutely.
And gives us everything that we can only thank him, and it can only be him.
Yes.
And especially if your child has gone wayward.
Yeah.
And, I'm living proof of that myself.
Mm.
But what is so amazing is that there are people that do help.
Yes,
you know, and if you can just encourage people, you know, I think people think they can do it on their own, but they need to be navigated and people to come alongside them.
Yes, I think it is excellent if a few mothers, it's so easy these days with WhatsApp groupies. belong to a goat, join a groupie.
yes.
And of similar age, mothers with small kids, and just encourage one another and be there for one another. Mm. Remember, in the time of Jesus, the community raised a child. Well, the parents were primarily responsible, but the community was involved. And also get your, and I'm speaking now as a grandmother, get your grandparents involved. They have a lot of wisdom. They have a lot of patience. They bring something new to the table. Don't do it on your own. If you have parents, involve them in the raising of your children. Your friends, form
support groups.
Yes. And it's up to you. Don't wait for other people to invite you. You can start it. And it's easy. Just there's always a promise in the word that you can just share on the group.
Exactly. And, you know, prayer is amazing. Yes.
Pray for one another.
But, you know, I would like to just encourage something after our break. We're going to have to take a break now. And just enjoy the song, and I hope it's going to be beautiful. And, you know, we've got so much to share actually this morning, because, you know, we're going into the family unit, you know, that can be disbanded for any reason. Mm. So we're going to join Bernarine straight after this and enjoy the song. Thank you for being with us this afternoon, and I just want to encourage you to really tune in. If you've just tuned in with us, we've got Bernarine Bunzai in the studio with us, and her and her husband, Rian, have been family therapists as well, and coaches, and really have counseled many, many families over the years, and into restoration and into healing, and just giving some very good, wise advice. And as I said before, earlier on, I am one of those attendees of her coaching sessions, and really she's got so much to share at the moment. So at the moment she's coaching on children and education. Yes. But the fact is, you know, we need biblical education. You know, we've got so much in the world that is navigating our children, what's being seen on TV, what they look on their phones, what gets taught at the schools, what gets spoken around them. They lose their identity. Their identity is being totally messed with in life, and everything is accepted. It's so liberal, it's so open, yet how do we get back to the basics? How do we as a family not compromise in these times? How do we stand firm as parents? And how do we stop things, even though you need to, as you said, need them to find their own way, but you need to, you know, prevent. And you said something in the first session about just giving them some tips, you know, involving people. But the women and today, the men and women that are getting married are so mentally and emotionally independent, you can't tell them anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't want you to interfere.
Yes.
And something I've learned with my children is as soon as I pick up a tip, even if it's on social media or on a TikTok or whatever, I send it to them, take it or leave it. I always say to them, take it or leave it.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. That's excellent advice.
So just a tip, you know, and I don't want to tell them all the time, you don't want to take the route that I've taken, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You want to just give them sound worldly advice sometimes or biblical advice and just take it or leave it.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, just tell us some. Be involved.
And stay involved.
And stay involved. Yes. And it is.
But not take over.
Not take over or interfere.
Interfere, especially in your adult children. Yes. The way they raise their children. Sometimes we just have to zip our lips.
Yes.
But then we know what I always think to myself, well, at least I know now what to pray for.
And that is exactly what I do. That is exactly what I do. And I just pray protection and wisdom and, you know, all little things.
Yeah.
Because this is very important.
It is very important. Okay, so let's just talk about what do children need?
That's correct.
Please. I mean, it's no point in trying to raise a child if you don't know what they need. And that is so often we tend to think, I'm going to raise my child according to what I think they need. Mm. But it's not necessarily what the child needs. Mm. So the first thing that obviously a child needs is a parent, or ideally a mother and a father. But we know in today's age, it's not always possible, but at least a parent, or then a step-in parent. You know how many children grow up with their grandparents because the parents are malfunctioning. And that's fine. If you consider yourself as a parent, then the next thing is be present in that child's life. In all areas, just be present. Know what the child's needs are. Know the child's characteristics, what works for the child, what doesn't work for the child. And just be present. Their food likes and their dislikes. Even that is important for a child, that you take notice of them as a little person. Be present in the child's life. That is so important. Not on your phone, not in front of the TV, not watching a movie together, but be present and emotionally and also physically. And that brings me to the next thing, is that you need to take care of a child. And that is obviously physically. There must be clothes, there must be food, there must be schooling provided. So you take care of the child as best as you can with what you have. I think a child also knows that you are giving him or her the best that you can, yes, according to what you have. And then we tend to think that children compare themselves to other children, but only if you raise that bar. Then they start doing that.
Having those expectations.
Yes, yes. So just give a child what you can give them to the best of your ability. Mm. And taking care of them is very important. Make sure they have a safe home to come to. Nice food or good food. And also clothing. And there's so many things that we need to provide and taking care for our children. And that gives them that stability in life, that they are cared for.
And security. Security. Children need security.
Yes. And then the next thing is to give them emotional stability. Mm. And that I mean is teach them how to manage their emotions, how to manage their...
Regulate
their emotions.
Because they have no idea sometimes.
They are young. We tend to think
they must think like us adults.
They must think like adults, or that they're emotionally mature already. They're not. Must guide their emotions. But through that, I must be emotionally stable. I must not fly off the handle at any little misdemeanor, but rather show them what it is to talk things through, to voice your emotions, your feelings, and to acknowledge it and how to work through it then.
Yes.
Especially anger is such a huge thing amongst young kids these days. And we tend to see it as tantrums or whatever, and all we do is time out or whatever, instead of sitting with them and talking through
and hearing what they say,
what is their little struggles, and talk through it with them and help them by supporting them.
That is very profound. You know, funny enough that you are mentioning the anger thing.
Yes.
Children don't know how to regulate the anger. They don't know how to vocalize it. They don't know how to verbalize it.
Yes.
Why they're getting angry. And then parents do the same.
Yes, exactly.
Because they are all worked up and, working parents and over pressurized parents as well. So it just, none of it is actually working out at the moment.
You know what is so funny? You just remind me now of the child comes home from school and badmouths a teacher that wants him to do this or that or the other, and how dare they? And then the parents join in the child, and they badmouth the teacher. And that is so, that's not emotional stability.
No.
It's teach your
feeding.
Child. Yeah, teach him that that's your teacher. You have to respect your elders and also those who are set above you. Respect them, honor them, and let's see how are we going to navigate through this thing that the teacher expects from you.
Yes, yes, yes. No, that is vitally, vitally important what you mentioned now, because that is something I think we, the schools, you know, we think the schools are actually failing us but as parents, but it's actually not. It's
the
actually
parents,
the peer failing the child, the system as
the
well.
The system, yes,
you
exactly.
You know, we cannot expect our worship leaders, our pastors, our youth leaders, our teachers, everything to do what we as parents should be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So,
and you know, what's also the tendencies these days is that my child mustn't go through any difficulty.
We're overprotective, yes.
We are hovering over our children.
Yes.
They must, nothing,
yes.
Nobody must say anything to them. Nobody must do anything to them. Nobody must expect anything from them.
So they're not toughening up in life.
They're not toughening up. They're not learning disciplines. They're not learning emotional stabilities. They think if I get angry enough at that person, I can just ignore what.
And that's why the bullying is escalated
exactly,
the way it has in the schools.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. That is now something to really think about. We're going to join you straight after this next music break. I think Bernarine still got quite a few pointers to share with us, and this is such a profound topic. We can talk all day about it because there is so
not
much.
Not enough time.
Not enough time. I'm going to have you back. Okay, just enjoy the song and we will be with you right after this music break. Enjoy. Wow, family and friends, if you've not been listening, I can tell you now, here is such a topic that's about to explode because it is so huge. I really thought we would crack it in this time, but it's all about how do we instill biblical principles and education into our children as parents, because I think I often, when I do my counseling, I often think we're not looking at delinquent children, we're looking at delinquent parenting.
Absolutely, I agree.
Because we fail. We, with the way the system's running, you know, we go escalate, we feed monsters that we shouldn't. But so, Bernie, just tell me, how would you navigate, what would be the first criteria of defining a child?
I think first of all we need to build the identity into the child, that sense of belonging, that is also very important. There's two things that's important to a child, is to be loved and to be accepted.
Amen.
And that is where the identity comes in, where you treat the child with the acceptance of who the child is according to his character. You know, in our days, if one child did wrong, all the children
all
got
three
to
hiding. That's right. That was the old awesome belief. Thank you.
Yeah. But we also...
But they're so individual.
Yes, they are individual. And that is what builds a child's identity. Also to encourage him in the gifts that God has given the child. And let him build on that. Identity is built also by belonging to a family. So tell stories about your grandparents and
how they
come from. And that builds identity in the child, that makes him know that they belong to a family.
Yes.
And I know also with my children, when we look at the family unit as our family unit, with who we are, then I can easily say to them, you know, the Boetas or whoever they are there might do it like that, but us, we do it differently. This family does it differently. So that gives him a sense of belonging and identity. And that's how we live in this house. So we have little guests coming in, visiting playtimes. but then they fit in with how we do things, because this is important. This is our culture. This is the way we do things.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and so that gives him that identity. I belong, and I do and think differently. I don't have to be like the mainstream out there.
That's correct. That is so good. And if I look at your family, they are so beautifully talented and individuals, and they're so different.
Yeah.
And is that not wonderful?
It is.
It's wonderful. It makes life exciting. It makes life interesting, and accepting them who they are.
Exactly. And then we must remember that we are training up our children to be adults in the world out there one day. So often we try to keep them little children. Even adults are kept as children.
Yes. So, it's so strange that you're saying that. It's so true. When you look at the maturity of men today, it's like late in their 20s.
Yes,
you know, before at 20 you were out there working, getting your salary and doing whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Men are stepping up much later in the years.
Absolutely. So let us encourage them to be mature adults one day.
Yes.
And that's also part of the identity.
Sure.
And then, obviously, the next thing is values. Now, I can talk about values for a very long time. But first of all, I want to just say, before I identify what values are, and, I mean, you can add your extra values to your list as well, is that values are not taught but caught. So I, now we come back to that time that we spent with our children, the being present in their lives. My mother, it welcomed us in the kitchen, so I learned from her how to cook. I learned from her how to clean a house, how to do washing, how to do ironing. Those things are so, she taught me those things, but I also saw it in her life.
So she included you.
She included me. My brothers was included in gardening. They hated it, but that's fine. And also in fixing cars. My brothers, because that's what my dad did. And he included them. So, okay, I know that's not really values per se, but it's the same with values. As we include our children,
as you interact with them,
they start picking up the values.
Yes, wonderful.
So values are like responsibilities. So please, don't think your child is too small to have something to do in the house, a responsibility to fulfill in the house, even if it is to take the garbage out, even if it is to wash the bathroom floor. There is plenty, or make his bed.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So teach them responsibilities and to be responsible for the tasks that they are given. Don't intercept.
Yes, or criticize.
Or criticize if they do not do it
properly. Yeah.
Yes. It's a teaching moment. And then integrity, how to be true to yourself.
Sure.
And how
and
to
authentic.
Be true to the family, to be authentic, yes. Honesty. Be honest. You know, you as a parent must be honest. Don't say to the child, tell them I'm not here now, you know.
Yes, it's really easy things to coach.
Silly
little things, but we do it.
We do it, and we should teach them to be honest. Honest, even if you make a mistake, be honest about it. Acknowledge. And then to be fair, you know, be fair with yourself. Be fair with your brothers and sisters, your parents, the teachers out there, your friends. Be fair. And think for a moment, what are they struggling with, instead of just criticizing and bad-mouthing.
Yes. No, that is so true.
And then be faithful. Be faithful. I mean, in my family also, with my children, we would always say family first. We are faithful to one another. We won't go badmouth one another to other people.
That's beautiful.
Or think ill. Yeah, we do all make mistakes.
Yes.
Forgiveness is a value that's taught, that must be caught as well. Forgive. Let's move on. Let's forgive completely. I think that is one of the greatest problems in this world today is unforgiveness.
And, I just had a guest the other day who said she hadn't spoken to her dad for 28 years. And, and I thought to myself, that is sad.
It is so sad.
Sad and unnecessary. Reconciliation could have taken place long ago.
So if that is something in my house, let me demonstrate to my children forgiveness by breaking that bad cycle and reaching out and make them a part of it.
Sure. That is really profound what you're sharing now, because I really feel, especially the unforgiveness, and I think what happens is that if you don't forgive as a parent, it transfers over to your children, and then they don't forgive you for your mistakes when you are older.
Exactly.
And then that is also
it's
a cycle. Yes. It is an absolute cycle.
And it can be broken by you as a parent. And also, when we come home from a long day at work, a difficult day, difficult bosses, come home and make your child a part of your life, where you can share that your boss was rude to you today, but you choose to forgive.
Yes,
you choose
I
to
hear
move
you.
On, and you choose to go back tomorrow, and that's perseverance.
That's
I persevere. So there's
another value that from one action to the next action.
Absolutely, and there's so many values that we can model to our children without even giving a name to it.
That's right. It's again what the action, the thought, the action,
yes,
and what's the outcome of it.
Exactly.
Because I just think at this stage, we don't think things through.
No.
We just do as well as
we're
parents.
We're reactive. We're reactive. Yeah.
And we don't actually take the process. There is a process to it.
Yes.
And it just brings again that security and the stability within your home, and even makes you start questioning yourself of your behavior.
Yes.
You exercising that as well. So, Bernie, our time has run out again, and we are so blessed to have you. But can you maybe just pray for our families, especially this month, and our children? They need so much protection and hope.
Yes, Father, thank you that we can just end off the session. Father, there's so much more I know that we need to learn, we need to hear. But we ask, Father, that your Holy Spirit will take these few words that we have spoken and multiply it in the hearts and minds of the listeners. But, Father, we also pray for our families. We pray for parents who feel isolated and who are struggling to cope with such a busy life and with so much expectations on their lives. And then we pray for the children. Father, we pray that your Spirit will come and just come and bless the little children.
Yes, Lord.
Come and draw them closer to your heart, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And just be very real in their lives.
Yes, Lord.
I'm just thinking of this little family unit that might be listening now. Let your kingdom come in their midst.
Amen.
And that your love will bind them together as a family, but also bind them to your Father heart. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that action-packed program. It was amazing. Thank you. I wish we had more time. And thank you so much, Fenerine. May the Lord just continuously use you. You have got one-way ticket to heaven, but that the Lord will just bless you and your ministry just supernaturally, that you just touch all the lives that you've changed. I mean, we have got dozens of people that have been through your ministry, and we are so appreciative of it. And thank you for being the amazing, loving faithful servant of God, you and Rion. We bless you, and we pray for you and your family that you'll just go from glory to glory from this day onwards.
Thank you.
Thank you, family and friends. I hope you enjoyed that. I did, most certainly. I've been smiling all the way and
thanks,
having a few thinkers of my own, having to revisit some of my own things that I've been doing maybe and not doing right. So, yes, family and friends, see you next week, same time. And take care. Go love on your family and stick to the rules. Goodbye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.